every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday.
Yo, 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 welcome to the vibe where love and faith collides. I'm your boy, Michael D. Ballard, aka the Marriage Pastor, and I'm gonna be your guide on this journey through this crazy thing called love. We about to remix the way you do relationships. We about to do it the way the kingdom of God has called us to do it. So it doesn't matter if you're single, if you're ready to mingle, or you're hitched and you already mingled up and you need someone to help untangle what's going on in your love life, that's what I'm here to do. I'm a certified love, sex, and attachment coach with a mental health background and the Spirit of God backing me up along the way. Welcome to the series, the Foundation of Love series. We about to get started. So turn off your cell phones, take out your notes, take out your workbooks. We about to go in and upgrade your love life. You ready? Let's do it. Coming to the stage. Let's get my notes up. Where my faithful hearts, community people at? Y'all know what it is. We standing on that Genesis 1:26 all day, day. Let's get it going. I'm excited to bring you the word on this one. Today, we about to go to the greatest commandment, in our Foundation of Love series, and understanding agape love, the greatest commandment. Now, if you already know what the greatest commandment is, don't spoil it for everybody else if you're working with your partner or if you're working in a small group, okay? So remember, make sure you download your workbook. So we're going to be working on day three. So after this teaching, you can go to the next level of your love life by doing the daily challenges, And if you are in a small group, if you're working with churches, please, everybody download your own workbook. It helps support the channel, the vision, so that I can go on a mission to help remix love for the kingdom of God. Let's go. We're going to start with a story. Today's story is called The Bridge Builder. The Bridge Builder. Listen up. Take notes. In a small town divided by a river, two communities live on either side. For generations, they had little to do with each other, harboring mistrust and prejudice. One day, Joseph, an old man from one side of the river, began building a bridge to connect both sides. Many from his community questioned his actions as they didn't see the need to connect with the other side. But Joseph persisted. When asked why he was so determined, Joseph referred to the greatest commandment, to love God with all my heart, soul, and mind, he said, is to follow his teachings. And he teaches us to love our neighbors. These people across the river, they are our neighbors too, no matter how different they seem. You see, gradually, both people from both communities started helping Joseph. They began to talk, to share, and to understand each other. The bridge became a symbol, not just of a physical connection, but of an emotional and spiritual one as well. The results? On the day the bridge was completed, a celebration was held. Both communities came together for the first time, sharing food, stories, and laughter. Old prejudices began to dissolve. Joseph's bridge did more than span a river. It bridged hearts. By following the greatest commandment, he didn't just obey God, but he also brought together people fostering understanding and unity. His actions demonstrated that loving God means loving your neighbors. Our scripture for today comes from Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments." God is saying all of the commandments. I know we'd say it's 10 commandments, but it was more than that. Actually, I don't know the exact number, but it was more than 10. But God is saying you can wrap them all up into two. If you have trouble remembering all of them, just remember two. Love God with everything you got. And love your neighbor as yourself. We're going to break those down and go to the next level. But in relationships, I've seen it where we can love our next door neighbor or an illusion of love, but yet can't love the person that we share a bed with every day. We got a problem with that. Because there's nobody closer to you than the person you share a bed with, you share a house with, you share a car with, you share a life with. So let's break down what that means. Line per line. One, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Understand that. Okay, that's the greatest commandment. So when it says love God with your soul, I'm sorry, let's go with your heart. Your heart is not just your organ, right? We're talking about your emotions, okay? Your heart is a part of your emotions. Are you governing your emotions through Christ, through the Bible? Now, the Bible says to be angry but sin not. It's okay to be angry with someone, but to sin not means not to let that thing foster in your spirit or in your soul to the point where it is affecting your decisions on how you handle people. You have to govern your emotions. We're emotional beings, but you have to govern your emotions according to the Word of God. You cannot do that if you don't have the Word of God in you, because whatever's in you is what's going to come out when you're triggered. So if you don't like what's coming out when you're triggered, you have to change what you're putting in. You're going to have to change what you're listening to, who you're listening to, what you're reading, what you're consuming, because that's coming out in your anger, your spirit, or your soul. This is the total essence of who you are. And the Bible says the mind is your intellect. What are you thinking about? What are you processing life through? Are you processing it with your education, or are you processing it with the Word of God? See, there's a lot of people that's book smart but have no godly common sense. The Bible says that the letter killeth, but it's the spirit that brings life. That means you can be smart. How many times you've met somebody that's smart, book smart, but mean as a Betsy bug? I'm talking mean, meaner than a rattlesnake, with a toothache. No matter how much you smart, how smart you are, or how good you look, how much money you have, people don't want to be around people that they don't like. Second one. And the second one is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, a lot of people miss this point, but this point has two parts. The most important part is loving yourself. The Bible says, see, we have people in a lot of relationships that are what I call the battery effect. Right, where you have one person that's negative and one person that's positive in that relationship, and they feed off of each other. That is a codependency type of relationship where you need each other and you're in this crazy combination of give and take, negative and positive. But the scripture says you have to love your neighbor as yourself. You need what I like to call the magnet relationship, where love attracts love and positivity attracts positivity. But you can't do that if you don't love yourself, because you can only love based on how much you love yourself. You can't love your neighbor. You can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself. The Bible says it is impossible. I used to tell people that were in domestic violence situations, if somebody is hurting you, you may not believe this, but that person really don't love themselves. Because the Bible says you can't hurt, especially when you talk to men, you can't hurt the other person and call and say that you love them. It's impossible. Impossible. It is not love. That is not love, because the Bible says you won't hurt your own self. So if you have it enough to hurt somebody else, that you don't actually love yourself. It is not love when you're treating people bad. It is not love when it hurting you. That's not love. That's not the agape kind of love. And that's not the greatest commandment. Finally, and the law and the prophets hang on all of these two commandments. The law and prophet, that talks about the Old Testament. Because before there was a New Testament, they operated on the Old Testament. When Jesus came, the New Testament had not been written yet. So they were always referring to the Old Testament, which were the laws and the prophets. And everything hung on those two commandments. So the Bible says, even though it's the old commandment, but these are the newest commandments. These are the greatest. The greatest mean the ones that are at the highest level. God is saying, if you just operate off of those two principles alone, you have fulfilled every other principle, every other commandment that there is. You see, love is the greatest of them all. Now, we're not talking about the emotional love. We're not talking about eros. We're talking about agape, which is selfless and self-sacrificing. That's the highest level of love. And to walk that takes God. You cannot do that on your own strength. And I'm not saying you may ever be there at 100%, but that should be your goal every day you get up when you are loving on someone. See, when we go back to the bridge, Joseph's decision to build a bridge between the two communities is a practical demonstration of these commandments. Loving God with all his being. You see, Joseph's actions reflects his deep commitment to God's teaching. Declaring to build the bridge, he shows you his devotion, not just in words, but through a significant act that benefits others, loving his neighbor. What bridge are you willing to build in your relationship that connects you with your spouse? We become really good at tearing down and burning bridges. And I'm not saying that that person is deserving of that love. We're not deserving of that love. How many times has God been merciful to us when we didn't deserve it? I'm not telling you. The Bible says all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But he never said all things are going to feel good. There are going to be some things that you're going to have to do in relationships that don't feel good. I hear you, Holy Spirit. But this is not the same thing as letting someone take advantage of you. There is a difference between just letting somebody take advantage of you and you showing love to them. We'll cover that at another teaching. But there is a difference. I'm never telling you to lay down and let people walk over you and treat you like garbage or dirt. That is not the same thing that God is talking about with loving your neighbor. There is a way to love your neighbor and still honor God, but still love yourself. This is your boy, Pastor Michael, the marriage pastor. If this message has been a blessing to you, remember, share this message with someone. And don't forget to download your R O RON-L, your return on love assessment. This assessment was scientifically crafted to help you to shift through the noise of your current relationship. It helps you to see the value. It helps you determine that if you're getting out of what you're putting into that relationship, it helps you to break down the issue that you're having. It's an honest assessment to help you determine if you're married, what areas do we need to change? What areas are we lacking in? If you're not married and you're trying to make a determination on if you should continue with this relationship, this will help you determine if your relationship is even worth you going to the next level. Is this something God is truly calling you to be in? This assessment will help you that. It's normally $49. It is free. Go to my website, Michael D. Ballard, and download it today. But until then, I will see you here tomorrow for day four. We're going to talk about agape love that is demonstrated by Christ. You don't want to miss this teaching. As always, remember, guys, keep loving and seek to be loved, not just in words, but in action. This is your boy, Michael D. Ballard, aka the Marriage Pastor. And I look forward to continually guide you on your love's journey. Till next time, Faithful Hearts community, I see you guys tomorrow.